thoughts on the pass rush these 6 weeks?
We got to do better. We spoke about that in the group, you know, with our D-line coaches and amongst ourselves. But like I said last week, it's a lot of games left, so, you know, all we got to do is keep working at it.
How surprising you that you don't have any sacks right now? Or even quarterback hits?
Everything's about one team, one goal. So, you know, the goal behind that is not to worry about my personal stats. You know, it's try to do the best I can to help the team win games.
How do you guys go about improving the pass rush? What do you have to focus on?
Just work on our technique, work our hands, and, moves.
How would you assess how you play? Just taking stats out of it when you look at the film, how are you doing right now?
As far as I'm not concerned, coaches doesn't tell me I'm doing a bad job, so I do whatever the coaches tell me to do.
How much would it help the defense if you just stop the run and start getting the pass rush going? How key would that be to put yourself in better situations?
We talk about that stopping the run each and every week, so we know once we stop the run, we make a team one-dimensional. So, we just basically have to stop the run.
What needs to improve in the run defense? I know we asked this a lot, but it's still not probably where you guys want it to be.
Just gap fitting. You know, it's just always one or two plays when, you know, somebody's not in their gap or, you know, they might have, you know, filled in the gap wrong.
So what can you take from how you guys played against a Giant and shut him down in week three as you carry that forward to this game?
Played against who?
Jay Ajayi, the Dolphins quarterback.
You
guys shut him down in week three. What can you carry forward?
We know what type of runs they like to do. So basically, stop those runs. You know, whatever he did last week against the Falcons, I believe he ran for like 130. You know, watch what they did wrong. And, you know, of course, you know, just make sure it doesn't happen to us.
Do you think as a group, the D-line, are you getting quarterbacks off their spot, pushing them in the pocket a little more as a group?
We try to do the best we can each and every now, you know, and take it day by day just like that.
You have a lot of edge guys that came in late, you know, Coney and the other two guys. Is still chemistry developing with some of those guys that got here?
Like, you got a whole bunch of guys up front, you know, who can get after the quarterback. You know, like I said, it's a long season, you know, and I told you last week, you can ask any defensive guy, you know, sacks come in bunches. So it's week six, week seven, you know, there's no need to panic about sacks. You know, last I heard, you know, about this league, it's about winning and winning games, and that's what we're trying to do here.
No, that question wasn't about sacks. It was just overall chemistry.
Yeah, I understand.
Guys that just got
I understand.
Here.
I mean, like I said, you know, it's not just the edge guys. We got a whole bunch of guys who can get after the quarterback, so.
How much better is this Miami team than the one you face in week three?
You know, we know they have guys who can make plays. You know, they had a good running game. You know, they got guys on the outside who can make plays. So, you know, like every week, stop the run and get up the quarterback, you know, and make sure no balls are going over our head.